I'll tell you a little bit about myself. I'm really into comic books, which is an excellent hobby if you don't like making friends or getting laid. Batman bed sheets. Not a big term. I've been collecting since I was a kid, so it was really hard to get girls in elementary school. But that was okay, because most of them didn't put it out anyway. And the ones that did are cuties. Doctors call it crabs. What else? I'm actually a Presbyterian, which is like diet Christian. It's like the easygoing church. It's really nice. So if you do something bad, if you wake up next to a dead hooker or something, and you're Catholic, you have to go to confession, you have to beg for forgiveness. But if you're Presbyterian, you just bow your head and say, "Dear Lord, my bad. We cool? Amen." Yeah, then you drop a nickel in the March of Dimes jar. You're good with God. See, my friends ask me, "Aren't you scared to go to hell?" And I get a little scared, because I've done some bad things. I've gone to some pretty bad porn sites. Shittypuppies.com and other weird sites. I do get scared, because it's either heaven or hell. And that's pretty harsh, I think. I think there needs to be like a middle of the road afterlife for all the C students. Like something in ghetto heaven. Like, God could just cram us all into some crappy apartment building. I wouldn't care. Our only entertainment would be like this crappy rec room that had one of those broken air hockey tables where you could slam the puck and get to go 2 feet. And everyone would get ramen noodles and RC Cola every night for dinner. Beats hell, right? Actually, anyone else here a ugly child? Very brave. I was, so my parents shipped me off to overnight camp, and hoping I would make some friends. And it would have been fun, except they didn't have showers, individual showers. They had those group, prison Oz showers, where everyone could see you soaping up. And that was really intimidating for me, because I'm Irish, so I have a small penis and bright orange red ball hair. It looks like a Keebler elf riding an orangutan. It's pretty nasty. I make girls buy a ticket before they look at it. $2 if anyone's used. It was a rough week, but I got through it. It's part of it growing up. I'm still worried, though, that someday I'll get a job interview, and the guy will be like, "Hey, didn't you go to Camp Bukaba a while back? Any of the weird balls?" "Yeah, I'm sorry, we can't hire you. You're just not Radio Shack material." Let's see what else. I had Chinese food last night, trying to eat healthy. I got one of those crappy fortune cookies that said, good things will happen today. It was really lame, I want to write those things, because I'd write really specific ones that would only apply to, maybe one person in a million. They would just freak them the fuck out, "Billy, don't trust anything Jane tells you today. She is a manipulating whore. I know your sister just died in a freak accident at the prom. Everyone thought it was food poisoning, but it wasn't. And Jane, that bitch knows what I'm talking about." I'm sorry, man, but Julie's pregnant. Should have pulled out earlier, too. Your lucky numbers are 12. Thank you. Have a good night.